I would firstly like to welcome the new Quorn and Mount Sorrel Castle Ward Councillor, Jane Hunt, who was I would like to run through some housekeeping and arrangements. Please note that this meeting is being recorded and the sound recording will be made available on the Council's website. Under the Openness of Local Government Bodies regulations, people may film, record, tweet or blog this meeting, and this is outside of the Council's control. I would also like to remind councillors and the other people attending the meeting that the fire exits are to the the rear and side of the room. There are no fire alarm tests planned for this evening, thank heavens. Could I also ask that everyone turns off their mobile phones or switches them to silent so the meeting isn't disturbed? The previous mayor, Councillor Pauline Ranson, introduced the bell as a helpful way of indicating the time remaining for speeches. I propose to use the same method for future meetings. So, about the phones. As you may recall, I'm not having a chaplain, but I will be presenting short moments that will give a pause in our hectic life. We will ponder on words, poems and thoughts that are pertinent to the times we live in. I may request another councillor or other person to voice them for us. Hopefully, we can use these calm moments for reflection. The themes will be about life and the era within which we live. Through them, can each one of us obtain a better understanding of others, the world around us, and work towards an enhanced future? I have used part of a poem to start with by Khalil Gibran on children, and this because all children are the future. I first read it when my own children were very young. For some time, I was saddened by it because, to me, they were my children. But over the years, I realised that they were mine for a short time only. So this poem is on children, Khalil Gibran. Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you, for life goes not backward, nor tarries with yesterday. Thank you for listening, and we will now proceed with the Council agenda. Item 1, apologies. Apologies have been received from Councillors Lowe, Paling, Parsons, Smith, and Honorary Alderman Bush and Stott. If councillors have any other apologies, please press your button to indicate. Thank you, Councillor Tormey. Item 2, disclosures of... Sorry, oh, there's another one.
the chair has indicated.
Councillor Steve Hampson.
Councillor Fryer.
Councillor Ranson.
Heels.
Any other councillors? Okay. Item 2, disclosures of pecuniary and personal interest. I call on the Chief Executive to report on disclosures of interests in the business to be considered at this meeting, which have already been made by councillors.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have the following disclosures. The first one is from Councillor Joel Meir in relation to item number 8, which is the position statement. It's a personal interest as a member of Leicestershire County Council. I also have a disclosure from Councillor Christine Radford, also in item 8, a personal interest as a member of Leicestershire County Council. And from Councillor Richard Shepherd, again, item 8, position statement, personal interest as a member of Leicestershire County Council. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Button, whether you have any other interest to disclose in the business to be considered at this meeting.
Councillor Poland.
Councillor Poland. Councillor Parton. Yes, Councillor Poland.
Ditto, yeah.
Sorry. And Councillor Fryer. Sorry, I didn't realise.
All right, Madam Mayor. I am also a member of Leicestershire County Council, so item 8.
Okay. Anyone else?
Sorry, Madam Mayor. I don't think I needed to at all, but I feel pressured to also say a personal interest in the County Council for item 8. Thank you.
Anyone else? Nope. Item 3, minutes. I move that the minutes of the meeting of the Council held on the 21st of May 2018 be confirmed and signed.
I second that, Madam Mayor.
I'm now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? Carried. Item 4, announcements. I have a few announcements to make. A short reminder about my chosen charities. SENSE is a national disability charity that began by supporting those who are deaf-blind. Today they continue to do this, but also support people with other complex communication needs to be understood, connected and valued. They support children, young people and adults in their home, in the community and at their centres in their education and transition to adulthood and through holidays, arts, sport and well-being programmes. Also, they offer practical help and support to families and carers, including information, advice, short breaks and family events. Their mission is simple: to make sure no one with complex communication needs is isolated, left out or unable to fulfil their potential. There is a SENSE charity shop in Loughborough. Woodland Trust. The Woodland Trust protects and campaigns on behalf of this country's woods, plants, trees and restores ancient woodlands. Their vision is a UK rich in native woods and trees for the benefit of people and wildlife, and would want them enjoyed and valued by everyone within the British Isles. In total, their land holdings in the UK extend to over 73 square miles. Within Charnwood Borough, there are woodlands managed by the Woodland Trust. So, as with the previous mayor, Councillor Pauline Ranson, anyone whose phone goes off during the council meeting, then I will be fining them. And any monies will go towards my charities. Thank you very much. I call on the leader to make his announcements.
Madam Mayor, welcome as well. Good evening. Madam Mayor, I was delighted to attend the official handover of the Defence and National Rehabilitation Centre at nearby Stamford Hall. The building was offered to the nation by the Duke of Westminster, to the Prime Minister, Theresa May, in presence of the Duke of Cambridge, His Royal Highness, Prince William. This facility will give world-class medical care to those members of our armed forces who have made huge sacrifices at great personal cost to protect the interests of this nation. While mostly located in the neighbouring borough of Rushcliffe, the nearest town to the NRC is, of course, Loughborough. And I'm sure every resident will join me in welcoming the patients and staff when they visit the town and borough. This council has long supported the armed forces and indeed has an excellent armed forces champion in the form of Councillor Fryer, and has its own armed forces covenant, which was signed by Councillor Fryer. We have recently been successful in securing funding to support armed forces personnel in this area, working with colleagues in Rushcliffe and Melton. I offer the council's unwavering support to the DNRC and wish its patients and staff the very best for the future.
Announcements. I call on the Chief Executive to make his announcements.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have no announcements, Madam Mayor.
Item 5, petitions. Are there any petitions to be presented? Okay. Item 6, business reserved to council. There is no business reserved to council to be considered at this meeting. Call-in references. There are no call-in references from scrutiny. Item 8, position statements. The text of the position statement is printed on the green sheets. Councillor Harper Davis will introduce the statement. After that, councillors who wish to can speak for up to 2 minutes each, and the discussion can last for up to 20 minutes. At the end of the discussion, Councillor Harper Davis will sum up. The current provision, it's on the green sheets here, the current provision of bring sites managed by the council and the proposal to close all 70. I call on Councillor Harper Davis to introduce the position statement regarding the council bring sites. Councillor Harper.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you for your position statement regarding the removal of Charnwood's Brink sites. Thank you also colleagues from all parties for your various questions that have been submitted to Matt Bradford, and I believe that you're comfortable with the replies. In response to your statement, timing-wise of the subject matter, this change regarding the Brink site was initially examined by OSG on the 16th of October last year, whereupon the committee were happy and considered the officers' delegators' decision. It is classified as a key decision as it affects two or more of our wards. To that end, all the councillors were notified in advance this time by email of the 6th of June, and that decision was in a which to let you know the the decision was in the pipeline and a further email was signed with the decision notice sent to all councillors on the 14th of June, whereupon there was no call-in. Charn would now receive £540,000 a year less funding from Leicestershire County Council to operate our recycling sites. This was with regard to last year's funding, which means even more so we need to run a lean and efficient service. Therefore, Charnwood Council is making changes to bring the sites across the borough. This will make savings on collecting materials, some of which have no recyclable value. Charnwood Council are removing 79 glass and aluminium recycling banks at a number of locations that are deemed no longer necessary, as the materials can be recycled on the Council's curbside scheme and also taken to our recycle tips. The Council is making these changes. Ultimately, it's a duplicate of service that we already offer, as mentioned. The Council is making these changes as ultimate as duplicate service, and this will save the taxpayers around £20,000 a year by removing 79 glass and aluminium recycle banks. The banks to be removed collected just over 200 tonnes of glass and aluminium last year, and just over 1% of the total amount of 16.5 tonnes of recyclable material.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. I feel two points I would like to make. I should have declared an interest because when this came to OSG and the Cabinet in October, I was the lead member for this part, for the waste management of this council. Bring sites were brought in when we did not have the quality of curbside collections that we had now. I think also we all know that at times they are misused by people that, rather than businesses and things, they put their bottles in. This council has a high-class waste collection. We have the commingled bin that we can put everything in, and we also have, obviously, the black recycling. I don't know about other councillors, but there's probably three envelopes a week I receive for charities asking for bric-a-brac, clothing, shoes, etc., etc. So I think the actual management of these 79 bring sites now is superfluous, and I think it was a correct decision made back in October, and it did come forward to Cabinet and Council. So I would support the closure of these bring sites. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I don't know if I have to declare an interest because I'm shadow lead. So if so, I have done. I felt I had to make a comment. Last week, I got my hands very dirty at the end of Hatherne's big week, sorting out rubbish, and managed to produce virtually on my own over 50 bags of recycled material. I looked at this and I didn't really see much of an impact assessment. Is the household bin collection really going to be able to take up the slack? I was cycling up Tootill Road today and one of the houses I saw had already had two bins and they were both overflowing, stuff sticking out the top. Just wondering, with the consumer society that we've got now, with everybody snacking and eating and drinking constantly, there's ever more rubbish. I'm not sure that we can save £20,000. Can the household collection deal with the extra? More bins, lorries fill up quicker. It takes longer to load them. Will the contractor need any extra? I don't know about fly tipping. Will everyone dutifully take the extra stuff to the tip? Are we really going to save 20,000? Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Harris. Councillor Dukes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and welcome to your new council. I'm somewhat concerned that we're making a case for £20,000 savings when over the past 2 years, county have taken nearly £1 million out of our cash flow. And now we have such a large number of county councillors, I do hope that they spend a lot of their time defending the position of this council. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. The main reason the Labour Group have called it, the main reason for asking for a position statement is that we felt that such a decision should be open and transparent, and it may have gone to OSG last year, but for this rollout, we felt that it should at least have gone to Cabinet or to scrutiny in this form. Under the new structure for scrutiny we're moving into, maybe something we can think about for the future, Madam Mayor. The statement says that we will make a saving of £20,000 when we have over £11 million of reserves. We do not need to make this cut, Madam Mayor. I personally do not see it as a duplication. Rather, schemes following in the path of recycling banks are additional. And regardless of who are using them, they are, and the fact is, well used. And now we will be looking forward to even more fly tipping in the borough. They do serve a purpose and they will be missed. Regarding the position statement, the maths in the statement do not add up. It states that 70, and there's been mentioned in the presentation, 79 will close. But if you add up the list, it comes to 59. I'd like to know what the difference is, Madam Mayor. And a little bird told me that some of these recycling sites will remain, possibly the university. I do hope that where these are on private land, that we are charging if they're to remain. And finally, I'd like to move that a report goes to Scrutiny Management Board November time, as closure is going to be August and September, so that it can report back on the progress of the rollout of these closures, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Councillor Snart, please.
Madam Mayor, thank you, and welcome in your new position, and I hope you have a good year. I just wanted to raise this. I've had concerns raised by the Woodhouse Parish Council about the removal of containers in the main car park, Main Street, Woodhouse Eaves. They state, we have notices in our buildings asking people to use the can and bottle banks in our car parks, as this community are recycling friendly. It is known that residents who do not have wheelie bins bring their bottles to the car park for recycling, rather than risk breakages in the green bags. Bottles and cans are also deposited in the containers from the play area and the playing field. They also asked, did the council take account of individual usage before making a decision? I would be grateful if the lead member makes sure a response is given to the Woodhouse Parish Council about the issues they have raised with officers and myself. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. Just to really answer a couple of points raised by Councillor Draycott, I mean, clearly this item did go to OSG, and OSG is the precursor to Cabinet, so actually it did go through Cabinet as well. The reports are obviously available on the website along with the webcasting as well. And certainly having reviewed the item in the past weeks since the delegation was announced, and reread the minutes of that meeting. I know a number of councillors here were present, and the item, I think, was debated in some detail as the implications and what was intended, and also the reasons for the delegation, the officer delegation. So those are covered in the minutes, and it's well worth actually looking at those, because I think the points that you've raised here and also I know in the press are actually answered in the minutes available on the council website. So yeah, it should be reasonably straightforward to find those. In relation to the point raised by Councillor Snard, I'll leave Councillor Harper-Davis to actually answer that, but obviously any parishes that wish to contact the officers in relation to this item, they're very welcome to do so. In relation to the difference in numbers, I believe it's actually the difference between those sites that are controlled by the council on council land or those that are actually commercially operated. And obviously there are a number of Bring sites that are still commercially operated, and this action and decision by officers has nothing to do with those commercially operated ones. So as far as other locations, if there is a commercial need, I'm sure without a shadow of a doubt, it would be possible to actually locate Bring sites in those areas again. Thank you.
Councillor Tillotson, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. A couple of points that haven't been mentioned by anyone else. I waited till the end because I thought they might have been. Halfway down page 2, it says residents can request bags. When was this change made? Because as I understand it, previously residents could request an extra green bin. So is this a change by stealth? When did that change happen? And two other points. I see that removal is going to be August or September. I would suggest that if it begins in August, it should run on at least for 3 months, and let's see what the impact is. Picking up what Councillor Snart said and the response from Councillor Morgan, that parish councils can make representations, that isn't very helpful for Loughborough because we don't have a town council. So if residents want their local Bring site to remain in Loughborough, what do they do? Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think for the sake of saving £20,000, and we're supposed to be an environmentally friendly council, that we should leave the bins where they are, and certainly removing them from the university. We have enough problems at the university, and I think we should be putting more recycling bins so that when they're walking by and they've had a can or a drink, they could got somewhere to throw them. I shall not be supporting the fact, I mean, I don't know whether you're going to be voting on it, but I think we should keep them for £20,000. It's peanuts, and I think it won't do the council any good.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just want to congratulate you on your first meeting here. At a time when the world is talking about recycling and plastics and all the other things as well, only the Conservatives can take us back 20, 30 years and get rid of essential services. Councillor Radford, your support is welcome for the position statement. This position statement brought forward by the Labour Group, because we think it's very important. I think these recycling Bring sites, they're called Bring sites, but really they're recycling sites, are very important for the residents of Borough. Excuse me, let me talk, please. I didn't interrupt yourself. So they can call in, they can bring in all their rubbish, everything, to the sites. And 200 tonnes is a lot of recycling. But the thing is people are aware of where they are. They're established in the borough. People know where to bring their rubbish, especially if their recycling bin's full or if they pop into the supermarket. For example, Sainsbury's is quoted here. They can go and put their excess in there. But also, we should be encouraging more recycling. And Councillor Radford's right. We should be increasing, for the sake of £20,000, £30,000, £40,000, £50,000, we should be increasing these sites so people make more use of these recycling centres, not closing and shutting them down. And another thing as well, we've compared apples with pears here, because Councillor Harper-Davies says we can use our curbside recycling, so that's why we're taking the Bring sites away. So does that mean we're going to get rid of all our rubbish bins, litter bins, because people can use their black bins at home to recycle, to remove the rubbish? I don't think we are. So why is it good enough to remove Bring sites and then litter bins stay? But it should be that Bring sites stays and throughout. And one thing right as well, residents will take badly to this. They will do. They'll be writing in as soon as their sites are gone. They won't understand why Charnwood has done this. And we will get tarred no matter which part of the path we are. And I think there'll be a paper coming in the autumn or thingy where we reinstated them. But I can tell you the one thing, we'll be pledging to reinstate them at next year. Thank you. Oh, and I second the position statement. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor, and thank you for your welcome earlier on, and welcome to you as well. These services are clearly a duplicate service. They were very useful, I'm sure, in years gone by when recycling was not so good on the doorstep, but it really is now. It's exceptionally good, let's face it, in Charnwood. So these are a duplicate service. It is a saving of only £20,000, but my mother has a very good saying, which is, look after the pennies and the pounds look after themselves. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I wasn't really going to speak on this subject because I probably know a little bit more about it than most. But just one thing, really, was there are some areas which are things like public houses, restaurants, which could be deemed as commercial. So what I would ask, and I think you can continue with the debate whether you keep them or whether you don't, but would I ask the lead member to consider if at some stage that you do retain some of them, that you have the ability to charge for some of those commercial outlets?
I just want to say that students are usually notorious for being lazy. So with this position statement, I just want to say that I've been using it myself. The recycling bin bags would be more useful for students, I think, because then they don't have to actually physically go to the recycling tips, etc. So the bags themselves would be useful, and I don't think there's a need for the additional bins, because obviously it's a duplication of the service.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have mixed feelings about this. I think I could accept that some of these bring sites could be done away with. However, I think that there are some that are essential, and I would speak very strongly for the one at St Peter's in my ward being retained. It's a very valuable site and it is very well used. I'm also intrigued to know what the £20,000 saved is going to be spent on. So can I make a plea for some more waste bins in my ward and Councillor Tillotson's ward? We're short of them in Storer Ward, aren't we, Jenny? Particularly on Knightthorpe Road at the Shelley Street and Milton Street end. We've asked for them before and always been told none are available. I also like the idea of having extra recycling bags. So can you tell us, please, how we make our requests for these, and are we going to publicise this facility much more widely? Thank you very much. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Boris. Councillor Bebbington, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and welcome to the Council. Welcome to your position, I should say. The biggest cost in any recycling scheme is actually the cost of separation of materials. Putting these into the green bin, I'd be amazed if it saved anything. Never mind £20,000. It's a fairly small figure, I would imagine, well within the ground, the areas of uncertainty of these things anyway. I wonder whether the bags that are actually going to be provided, are they just going to be extensions of the green bag, or are they going to be particular types of material in them? At least if we are going to try and save some money, let's at least make it sensible so we save it where it's important, which is actually separating the material out so it can be properly recycled. Because putting it all in the green bin merely means you've got to spend a vast amount of money separating it all again. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm certainly sympathetic to the sentiments made by Councillor Draycott about recycling, and it's certainly something that concerns me. But from a simple looking at the economics, we're talking about if we came to, if Cabinet proposed to Council that we were going to increase recycling by 1.2% at a cost of £20,000, which would mean that we would be recycling at a cost of £100 per tonne as opposed to £50 per tonne, we would be criticised for wasting money. So I think this actually, although I don't like the idea of removing recycling sites, looking at it from the opposite point of view, it does make a lot of sense. And I certainly think we should perhaps all set a good example ourselves by not using single-use plastic. And I will be buying Councillor Draycott a single-use, recyclable plastic drink container rather than her single-use bottle that she's drinking from, Madam Mayor.
Councillor, sorry. Councillor Parton, that flashed after I'd said. I think that it's a little bit late now. Sorry. I call on.
You can allow one more.
Yes, but you know we jumping the gun. Okay, Councillor Parton, and this will be the last speaker.
Thank you very much. I see the fault lines of bad recycling accumulating in HMOs in Southfield, so anything that can be done to improve the amount of recycling, especially HMOs, is welcome. So certainly, can we have a guarantee that the publicity of these green bags will be really well publicised, please, especially to the student community? The other thing is that whilst I'm sympathetic very much to this argument that we should remove these sites, I'm rather disappointed at the content of the report that must have come maybe from the officers, because to me, there's too many vague assumptions in here, and in future I would request, please, that we see more detail in the reports, please, especially presented to us at full council. So, for example, when we see things like, so there will be no impact on recycling levels in the borough, there is anecdotal evidence. I would like to see a little bit more detail, please.
That was the last speaker. I call on Councillor Harper Davis to sum up, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you very much, all of you, for your queries and questions. I'll ensure you that you'll get answers to those. Just a quick one. I couldn't actually say the process wasn't transparent. I couldn't really envisage anything would be more transparent than certainly that I've seen. I'll just end with which is the last piece of my presentation earlier, and that's to say that the plans don't affect the charity recycling banks, which often collect clothing, shoes and books or the household waste. And recycling sites operated by County Council we know will remain. And what is noted and evident at some of the current sites that commercial waste is often dropped there and that the sites can be also attract fly tipping. And I know for one incident in, I think it was Birstall, there was a mattress got stuck there for some considerable length of time. So obviously they have unwanted behaviour as well. I can also say from a commercial perspective, Charnwood will be offering removal from commercial sites in the very near future. So that would be addressed there. So just really to say, to sum up by saying all of the queries will be answered. And I'd just really like to support the officers' delegation of the decision. Thank you.
If councillors wish to do so, a motion can be moved to refer the subject of the position statement back to the council, to the cabinet, or to the appropriate committee. Councillor Meir, Councillor Mayor?
Madam Mayor, I ask for it to be moved to...
I'm sorry.
Madam Mayor, I ask for it to be moved to the Scrutiny Management Board. Thank you. The paper given in November.
As got a second.
Excuse me, so that will... Councillor Mayer has proposed and seconded by Councillor Draycott that this matter be sent to the Scrutiny Management Board. All in favour? Against? Abstentions? That isn't carried. Okay.
May I have it recorded, please, on how I voted?
Sorry, Councillor.
You turn around and tell me what I can do and what I can't do.
Just a moment. Councillor Radford, you requested that your name be recorded.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Okay.
I just want my vote recorded that I did vote to get, for it to go back.
You would like your name recorded?
Yes, please. Sorry, I'm not standing up. It takes me 10 minutes.
No, please, don't be silly. Yeah, as long as your name is recorded. Anybody else who would like their names recorded?
Yes, please.
Yes. Just a moment. So, would you like your name being recorded, Renata? Sorry.
I need to say, can you...
Voting for. So, do you want to vote for or against? Just and we had Councillor Radford, was that recorded for or against?
I recorded that I was in favour of it going back to be further discussed.
Thank you. And Councillor Southerington, was yours for or against?
Or going back to the Scrutiny Management Board, Chair.
Anyone else that wanted their names recorded?
Yes,
Councillor. For or against?
For going back to SMB, please. What's going on?
But it's already been voted on that it goes back to Scrutiny Management.
No, it hasn't.
It was lost.
I'm losing it as well. It was against, that's right. But anyone that... Sorry, let me ask Jeff. Names recorded. But anyone?
Councillor Mayor, thank you. Madam Mayor, on behalf of the Labour Group, can I ask that all members of the Labour Group names are recorded for asking it to go back to Scrutiny Management Board? Thank you. Okay. Can I ask for my name to be recorded?
Okay. Every Everyone that needs their names recorded. Anyone else, please? Yes, Councillor Tillotson. Sorry?
Councillor Tillotson.
Yes? For or against? Oh, what were we talking about? Against.
They're on the screen. Yes. Call them one by one.
Yes, okay. Okay, Councillor Tillotson, please, first.
Thank you. I would like my name recorded as voting for the motion.
Councillor Bradshaw.
I would like my name voting for going back to SNB.
Sorry, Councillor Draycott, sorry.
Ditto, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Harris.
Madam Mayor.
Councillor Forrest. Councillor Hamilton. And Huddleston.
Yeah, I think I'll have a ditto there as well, please.
Is that it? I thought your name had been...
I hope so. I just don't... I wanted a point of information, please, Madam Mayor. Why couldn't we do it collectively? Did we have to do it individually? Could we not have done it collectively, as Jewel asked? As Councillor Meyer asked?
Adrian, I'm sure, will help us with this.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Constitution requires each individual councillor to request that their name be recorded. Can't be done as a collective group.
Clear. Thank you.
It for that item. What's Councillor Gerrard?
Can we have a name vote to litigate?
I think we can move forward. Yeah. Okay. Item 9. Motions on... No motions on notice have been received. Item 10. Questions on notice. As a reminder, the questions that councillors have submitted and the answers to them are on the orange sheets. I will call on those councillors who have indicated that they wish to ask a supplementary question or make a statement. They will have 2 minutes to ask their supplementary question and or make their statement, and the councillor responding will also be able to speak for up to 2 minutes. Item 10.1, Member Grants Scheme. Councillor Fryer, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
To ask a supplementary and make a very short statement. I'll do the statement first. Together with my fellow ward councillor, Councillor Ransom, we have heard today, or on Friday, that the application for a donation to BOSCAPS under the members' grant scheme has been accepted, and therefore it's going forward to a very good and worthwhile cause, which proves how worthwhile the member grant scheme is. My supplementary question is to ask whether the scheme will continue for 2019-20, and also will it be scrutinised by a scrutiny panel after an agreed time to check on the performance of it. Thank you very much, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Taylor, do you wish to respond?
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and welcome to your position. I hope you have a good year as well. Thank you, Councillor Fryer, for your question. I'm really pleased that you've put that forward, because we do need to promote this scheme as much as we can. And I obviously know about your grant scheme. I'm really pleased that that's been approved for you today. I know it's been a bit of a tricky road, but we got there in the end, so I'm really pleased that's approved. And I would just reiterate that we need members to promote this in their areas as much as they can. It's not just for Charnwood to promote it, it's for individual councils to get out in their areas to speak to their organisations and promote this scheme as much as we can to make it successful. But just to answer your question, the member grant scheme will be reviewed later in the year. There's no plans for it actually go back to scrutiny, because I don't think there's anything really to scrutinise. It's just to see how it's performed over the past year. But I'm really hoping that it will continue for 2019-20, and we'd be really keen for that to do. But after the review, then a decision will be made towards the budgeting processing. But thank you for your question.
Thank you. Item 10.2, Housing and Planning Act 2016. Councillor Dukes, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
If I may, Madam Mayor, I'd like to follow the way Councillor Hilary Fryer answered, a short statement and then a question. Thank you for the answer. I'm saddened that the 15 recommendations our committee on HMOs put forward in 2014 have still not actively been acted upon, and it's taken an act of central government to kickstart HMO action. My question is, it is now some 3 years since the Council commissioned Professor Smith of Loughborough University to investigate Charnwood HMOs. He is this country's recognised expert on studentification. I understand that the Council now have his findings to hand. What time frame am I looking at before his results become an integral part of our own database? Bearing in mind how old I am.
And.
And echo congratulations, of course. Thank you, Councillor Dukes. Yes, you're quite right. Professor Smith is the world's expert, and data from the university, college and additional services or sources has been used to provide a level of accuracy which offers additional invaluable information for this borough to prepare for the future. The numerical analysis of the private rented sector has been presented to officers, though some very minor adjustments may be made. We're still waiting for the written report on the impact on both Loughborough and the wider borough as a whole. The occupancy of houses in multiple occupation is not confined just to student rentals, and the owners of houses with five or more persons from two or more households will now have received letters. There have been 10 responses to date. Crucially, we do know exactly which houses will have to be licensed by the 1st of October, and a reminder letter sent out in August. Failure to comply will result in a criminal offence, and we now have an enforcement policy. We've also, as stated, signed up to the National Rogue Database. But in relation to the time frame, the impact of any extension to the current requirements of the 2016 Act and mandatory licensing, I cannot as yet comment on, other than to say that houses with 3+ occupancy from 2 different households will be added to our database and used by officers for the SPD and planning decisions. And as soon as Professor Smith's report is finalised, I anticipate that all members will be invited to a presentation, and happy to answer any questions at any time from any member. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. On to item 11, minute references. There are no minute references. 12, urgent executive decisions and exempted from calling. There have been no urgent executive decisions exempted from calling. Item 13, changes to the delegation of executive functions. This is a report to inform the Council of changes to the delegation of executive functions to officers. If any councillors would like to ask a question on this item, please indicate your wish to do so by pressing your buttons. Councillor Mayer, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I was interested to actually see this come up, actually, because I always thought that we nominated the council from its waiting list nominated people to register social providers. So council, people are waiting on council lists to the providers, so we control the housing list. But this seems to be straying away from that. So I just wanted to ask the leader if he'd got more information on this that he could share with us, because obviously this is a one-off, but I don't want it to become the norm, if you know what I mean. I think the council should control its housing waiting list, but also the council should nominate the tenants that go into those properties. And if it is the case that we're not nominating anymore, then who is going to be nominating? Is there going to be another list for that particular registered social landlord? Because the way this works, when one gets the green light, are we going to expect more to get the green light? And if they are, how are council going to be informed of the switch in this kind of policy? Because this is a major policy shift. Because at the moment, all I thought was that the council were nominating properties. Thank you.
Councillor Morgan, please.
Madam Mayor, thank you very much. To enable all councillors to receive the full response, what I'll do is arrange for your answer to be responded formally by email and circulated to all councillors. Thank you.
Thank you. I think that's that. That's the end of that one, isn't it? Item 14, appointments to committees. I call on Councillor Morgan to make a proposal.
Madam Mayor, I move that Councillor Jane Hunt be appointed to the Licensing Committee to fill a vacancy on that committee.
Mayor, I second that.
Speak, please press your buttons. Okay. I call on Councillor Morgan to sum up. Vote. Could I see all those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? Okay, thank you. I'm not aware of any other proposed changes to membership of committees for the current council year. If any councillors would like to propose a change, please press your button. Okay, thank you. The next council meeting will be held on the 3rd of September 2018, and the deadline for questions on notice and motions on notice for consideration at that meeting is Wednesday, the 22nd August 2018 at noon. Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and thank you very much. It's been relatively peaceful.